looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham comments.
The boats are back and the federal government isn't stopping them. On Friday, Australian Border Force officers were sent to a remote area north of Broome, Dampier Peninsula. They were tipped off by locals about a fresh arrival. Clothes, shoes and food from Indonesia that had been dumped at Dampier Peninsula. The items were left in an area known for boat arrivals. Locals are convinced the discovery indicates another undetected boat. They say the items were not there when the last known group was taken into custody halfway through February. An Indigenous tour operator has no doubts. He says the items were not there 3 weeks ago when he went over the spot with a ride-on mower, and now they're there. Border Force is playing down the discovery. They say the items may have been left over from the group discovered in February. But when the Border Force spokesperson made that statement, no one from Border Force had even been to the site. The Indigenous tour operator has told The Australian, this stuff, it doesn't belong, nor can it belong, to the men who were here in February. Border Force is stretched wafer thin at the moment. They're too busy managing the fallout from Labor's release of 151 dangerous foreign criminals from detention. And while Border Force is dealing with that, the people smugglers are having a crack. And when people smugglers put people on boats, terrible things can happen. And proof of that has emerged over the weekend. A boat that may have been headed to Australia has sunk off the coast of Indonesia. 151 people were on board, 76 are dead. And those who survived are blaming the people smugglers. They say the people smugglers got drunk and then started attacking passengers. Now, this is extremely distressing, and I'll be careful to avoid any graphic descriptions, but the survivors say that the people smugglers dragged women and girls below deck and abused them. At one point, the captain of the illegal boat said to the women and the girls, if you don't come, we'll shoot you and throw you into the sea. They say the captain shouted, if the women and girls don't come with us, we'll sink the boat. And that's what happened. The boat sank. 18 women and 9 children drowned in the dark. These poor souls were encouraged to hand over a big chunk of money. They were promised a better life somewhere else. And then they were savaged by the people smuggling crew. And there's a very strong possibility that this boat was destined for Australia. As one Indonesian refugee worker told The Australian, there is a straight line to Australia's west coast. It would make sense that they were headed for Australia. So Labor's got to admit it, they don't have the best track record when it comes to stopping the boats and protecting vulnerable refugees. The last Labor government resulted in 50,000 illegal arrivals and more than 1,000 deaths at sea. And let's hope that history isn't repeating itself. We've got unspeakable atrocities happening at sea, resulting in the deaths of 76 people, and we've got the people smugglers dropping off customers on Australian soil without being detected. It's like a taxi service. And we need to boost the presence of the Navy and Border Force because we've got too many people smuggler vessels that are making it to Australia. And on the latest discovery of equipment and supplies in WA, I'll back the local Indigenous people who say the stuff was not there 3 weeks ago. It looks like a fresh arrival. And my thanks to Paige Taylor and Jeff Chambers for their reporting on this case in The Australian.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.